photon tennis on This Moment of Science. Here's a perplexing question involving an everyday object. How can light bounce off a mirror? Seems obvious? Think again. Imagine first a tennis ball bouncing off a wall. It doesn't maintain the same speed at all times. It has one speed while approaching the wall, then, as it hits the wall, the speed rapidly decreases and its energy goes into making a smacking sound and distorting the ball. At some point, the ball comes to a complete stop. Next, it begins to recoil, gradually picking up speed again, though less than it had before the collision, and sailing off in another direction. None of this can be true for light, because an individual particle of light, called a photon, must maintain the same speed both going into the mirror and coming back out. It can't rebound at less than its original speed or ever stop. That's the rule for photons. So now, how can light bounce off a mirror? The answer is that it doesn't. When an individual photon hits a mirror, it does not bounce. Rather, it's absorbed into one of the atoms that make up the mirror. For a tiny amount of time, that particular atom has more energy than it had before, and it spits out that same amount of energy, one photon, at exactly the same frequency. The two are indistinguishable. But the original photon never had to slow down because it was absorbed and another one emitted in its place, and the new photon is already moving at light speed. In photon tennis, you must exchange the ball for a new one every time it is hit. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Orham with help from Stephen Gervin. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.